I'd like to do four scriptures. First scripture I'd like to read, Matthew's Gospel, chapter 27, in my Bible, it is on page 1188. Read from verse 22. Pilate says to them, "What shall I do with Jesus, who is called Christ?" They all say, "Let him be crucified." And the governor said, "What evil then has he done?" But they cried more than ever, saying, "Let him be crucified." And Pilate, seeing that it revealed nothing, but rather a tumult was arising, having taken water, washed his hands before the crowd, saying, "I am guiltless of the blood of this righteous one. See ye to it." And all the people answering said, "His blood be on us and on our children." Then he released to them Barabbas. But Jesus, having scourged him, he delivered up that he might be crucified. And then in Luke's Gospel, in chapter 23, page 1262 in my Bible, Luke's Gospel, chapter 23, and just the first clause of verse 34, "And Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." And then in Acts of the Apostles, chapter 2 and page 1304, Acts chapter 2 and verse 37. "And having heard it, they were pricked in heart and said to Peter and the other apostles, What shall we do, brethren? And Peter said to them, Repent and be baptized, each one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for remission of sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For to you is a promise, and to your children, and to all who are afar off, and as many as the Lord our God may call." And then finally, in the first epistle of Peter, page 1468 in my Bible, first epistle of Peter, and verse 3. "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his great mercy has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from among the dead." Desire to speak briefly tonight about the wonderful and wondrous grace of God. Scripture tells us the grace of God that carries it with him salvation for all men has appeared. God's grace or his favour is out towards all men. To men, women, boys and girls, no one is excluded. We sang in our hymn that God's grace no limit knows. Why can God come out in grace tonight? It's all because of Jesus. Because Jesus died at Calvary for sinners. We live in a world that we all have a need. Whether we're young or older, we always have needs in this world. And we move about this world to try and satisfy our needs. Needs for what we want to do, or needs for our bodies. But there's one need that we need, and it's we have an eternal need for our souls. For we have, each of us has a never-dying soul. But sadly, as the scripture tells us, that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, sinned against God. But God is calling sinners tonight. His grace is calling you and me. And it's been told forth by Jesus when he came that God sent him into this world to die for us. I couldn't take away my sins. We read of Pilate who tried to wash his hands of what he did to Jesus, as if that could clear him from guilt. I cannot wash away my sins, but the precious blood of Jesus can cleanse from every sin. And he's announced as a Saviour tonight for all, for you and me.
for young and old,
for rich and poor, for everyone. He's available as a Saviour, a living Saviour in heaven tonight. But he has been to this earth. God sent him into this world. He came to tell us about the heart of God, that even though we were sin and went away from God, we didn't have any thought of God, tried to put God in the back thoughts, didn't believe there was a God. Jesus came to make God known. God who loves us. Even though we'd sinned against him, disobeyed him, and we face an eternity that's lost because we have to meet God, you and I have to stand before God. Wonderful news is Jesus came to take our place. There is a scripture in Isaiah chapter 53, and it says, it speaks of one who was a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief. Speaks of Jesus. Who is Jesus? It's really important that you and I know about Jesus, the one who is our Creator. Jesus means Jehovah the Saviour. God Himself came down. He couldn't send an angel to save us, because an angel couldn't do the work that Jesus had to do, to put away our sins, to glorify God in the place of sin, and to bring us back. It must be God Himself. God sent His Son to be the Saviour of the world, to be your Saviour and my Saviour. So we read firstly in Matthew chapter 27. Jesus grew up, and we know very little of the first 30 years, but when he became 30, he started his public service and went about doing good, healing all who were oppressed, all who were in need. And he spoke wonderful words of grace. The start of Luke 15, you see it says there, all the tax gatherers and sinners were coming near to him to hear him. He was speaking words of grace. He came to tell of a God who loves us, who cares about us. But sadly, Jesus was not wanted. He was a man of sorrows. Not only because he knew he would be rejected and not wanted and cast out, but because he had to go to Calvary to bear that judgment in 3 hours that you and I might never bear. So we have it here. Pilate says to the Jews, "What shall I do with Jesus who is called Christ?" They all say, "Let him be crucified." Pilate washes his hands and he leaves it to the crowds. But at least all the people answering said, His blood be on us and on our children. His blood be on us and our children. The Jews gave him over to the Romans to be crucified to die. But you know, God overruled that. God knew. And Jesus knew that he had to go to Calvary and be rejected. And when he was lifted up, he had that 3 hours of darkness that tells us about when the brightest part of the day, when the sun was dark and the sun was veiled. No one could see what the Saviour was going through when he had to suffer for sin. But before he did suffer, we have it in Luke 23 that he cries a wonderful prayer, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." Wonderful grace of such a Saviour. A Saviour who came to save us, was rejected and cast out as worthless. But you know, he went to Calvary to die because he loved us and wanted to tell us that God loves us. Was to bring us back. That prayer was answered. We'll say firstly that Jesus in that 3 hours did a work that you and I could never do, no one else could do it. The work of atonement to bring us back. For us at this moment, he sheathed the judgment sword The judgment did not come on all those who put Jesus on the cross and sneered, saying, "He saved others, himself he cannot save." And they said, "If you're really the Christ, come down off the cross." He couldn't come down. He had to die in the place of sinners. He had to meet God's judgment on sin. But the wonderful news is, he died, it's finished. He exhausted God's judgment. It was finished and he gave up the ghost. No one took his life, he took it himself. He laid down his life. The soldiers, seeing it, didn't like that, wanted to break his bones, wanted to put him to death. He couldn't do that, but he did pierce him, and out flowed his blood. Blood and water flowed out. Blood that can cleanse from all sin. Never been seen before. Blood doesn't flow from one who's died, but it did from Jesus. God's wonderful grace. We didn't deserve it, but God provided a wonderful Saviour to save us. But not only did he die at Calvary and shed his blood, but he rose from among the dead. Death had no claim on Jesus. It doesn't claim on you and I. The wages of sin is death. We see the claim all around us. Probably the greatest preacher in this world is death itself. We can't get away from it, but Jesus, it had no claim on him because he was sinless. But he laid down his life to take it again and break death's power. It's the greatest news in this world, that death has been broken and there's a living man in heaven, a Saviour who is none other than the Son of God, who loved us and gave himself for us. And he's living as a Saviour. Death's been broken. The good news can go out. God's heart can be told out towards all that. He says, "I have a Saviour for you." John the Baptist, of course, he saw Jesus walking and said, "Behold the Lamb of God." God's Lamb. The one who died at Calvary. And of course, Pilate said, "Behold the man." And I suppose that was him. He was sneering at him. But tonight, we say, "Behold the man, the one who's in heaven, a wonderful Saviour for you and me." Well, the good news is that God's grace reached these persons who didn't deserve it. The beginning of Acts, those who, I suppose it possibly and probably was the same persons, it wasn't that long after, the same persons that said, "His blood be on us and our children." Peter preaches the good news to them. And we didn't read it, but he gives a preaching to these Jews, and he tells them very firmly, if you go back to in chapter 2, verse 23, he tells them that it's him, Jesus, given up by the determined counsel and foreknowledge of God. And then ye, by the hand of lawless men, have crucified and slain. Yes, God knew he would be rejected, but God had sent him. And these persons heard it, and it says, were pricked in heart. That means they were affected. The word came into their heart to hit their conscience to realize we have a great need. And they say, "What shall we do?" They knew they had sinned in giving up one who was guiltless. And Peter tells him, he says, "Repent and be baptized, each one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for remission of sins, and you'll receive the gift of the Holy Spirit," or the forgiveness of sins. God is able to forgive. Because Jesus has died. These persons have been told quite clearly that Jesus was given up by the determined counsel of God so that they might be blessed. He tells them at the end of verse 36, God has made him, this Jesus, whom ye have crucified, both Lord and Christ. Yes, and you've known him Lord tonight, but you need to come to him. What is repentance? Well, repentance is that I turn to God and say, yes, I'm a sinner. I have sinned. I recognize that I'm a sinner. But God gives faith to believe. You know, when I look at the cross, if I really look in faith at the cross, I see Jesus dying there for me. I knew he was there for me to die and take my place. God sent him to save me. What does it say? So it says here, they had perhaps said, most of them had said, his blood be on us and our children. For to you is a promise, and to your children, and to all who are afar off, and as many as the Lord our God may call. Now tonight, we were those who were afar off. He's calling tonight, he's calling you and me, in wondrous grace. God's mercy is out towards us. His love is towards us. He's provided a Savior who's died in our place. And one who lives. And you can trust him. The blessing is by turning to Jesus tonight and knowing him. And if you do, there's a wonderful, wonderful hope. These persons that Peter had said and Jesus had been speaking to and who crucified him, and then Peter speaks to them and they repented, they would have been looking for an earthly hope. But Peter gives them a wonderful message, and it's the same for us. If you turn to Jesus tonight, you know it's the believer in Jesus has a living hope. Peter says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his great mercy has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from among the dead. We didn't read it, but it's to an incorruptible, undefiled, unfading inheritance preserved in the heavens for you. But it's a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Jesus is coming back and he will reign on this earth. But this earth will be done away with and God will bring in what is new. But these persons, they were looking for something that was better. An eternal abode with Jesus. A living hope. And you can have that tonight. Peter also spoke to them about the gift of the Holy Spirit. It's wonderful when you trust Jesus as your Saviour. Because one of the first things is you learn is that he's coming back. How do I know my sins are forgiven? Well, the Holy Spirit is given, firstly, that as soon as I believe, God seals his work. God works in your heart and mine. And we turn to God, we realize that God has worked, and he gives the gift of the Holy Spirit, and he gives me a sure knowledge of my sins forgiven. My Savior is living on high, and he's coming back. He also sheds abroad God's love in our hearts. That's a wonderful thing he does. And he's our helper. Jesus said to his own before he left, I'll give you another comforter. He's also a comforter. And he lets us know Jesus is coming back. And whatever time we have left here, whatever we may go through, whether it's illness, or we have to pass through sufferings of any sort, or if we have to experience the loss of loved ones and so on, he is our help in all that we need, one who sustains us. But he also keeps us looking up to the Savior who's coming back. And he is coming back. We have a living hope and a Savior who's broken death's power and is coming again. And what will happen when Jesus comes again? You and I will be taken to be with him. There'll be those, of course, who are in the graves who will be raised first, and then believers will be changed. But what does that really mean? It means we'll be with him forever. The wonderful good news of the gospel is no one can separate us from the love of God. No one can separate us from the Saviour's love. He'll never leave us nor forsake us. But he's coming back. And it's all he does, he's one who ever keeps us. And we started off today about we sang a lovely hymn today about there'll be nothing to hinder the praise of Jesus. You know, one of the first things when you come to know Jesus is you want to praise him for what he's done, for saving us. But then you learn a bit more, you learn his love, and then you realise how great he is. You praise him for who he is. We'll ever praise him. The one who was a man of sorrows is none other than the Son of God who gave himself for us. We're going, you know, it's the living hope that we have. We're not only going to be with him, but we're going to be able to be in a fast course of those who sing his praises eternally. He'll be worthy of it. He's worthy of your heart and mind tonight, and he's calling, God's calling in his wondrous grace. And we ask, we do pray for blessing for all tonight, because God is out towards all in mercy. May you come, if you've never come before, come and trust a wonderful Saviour. Men say to the cross, away with him. We do not want it. But God says tonight, I have a Saviour and you can have him. Even though you may have rejected him in the past, he's available for you tonight to know. And to know his love eternally. May it be so, for his name's sake.